Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Day 21 of the podcast. Yeah!
You've got 21 seconds to go.
Right, we're lucky we've got the guy that drives the 21 bus, Gary Holt.
Yes! Gary Holt! And again!
How are you doing, mate?
All right?
I'm not bad. How are yous?
Oh, we're all right. We're surviving. We're nearly there. Near the end. This is 20 days we've done. Morning and night.
Aye. The shades, can I tell that, to be honest?
No, I'm actually all right, eh? He's the one that's struggling.
I've been non-stop. But to be fair, I've been wild, but still not touched one drop of beer. Alcohol. And some gone, mate, that, innit?
I believe you. Pinocchio with the big nose or not, to be honest.
I've heard a rumour, though, boys. Last year's Sunday, somebody booked a flight to Amsterdam on Monday.
Wow. Who's it home with?
No.
Is it Amsterdam?
Sign a player.
You're a one-way route to
you can't race.
It's twins, aren't
it? We actually have a lot in common with Matt Roberts.
Aye.
You say he was your mate, didn't you?
He's a mate. He's a teammate of mine as well, ex-teammate. Lives
at Kerzo.
Kerzo.
So we've got a lot of chemistry between the two, isn't we?
Aye. Apart from the fact he played for the mob down the road for me that I don't like. Don't talk about.
You're a black belt cat, aren't you?
No.
Is that a myth?
That's a myth.
You've heard so many myths, eh? But you're in the army?
Yes.
Could you put them in a hold right now?
I've got ways of killing them, man.
Go on, yeah, well, please.
No, I like him. Could you just say that he's my twin? So how can I kill my twin?
How would you come back at him?
Actually, why don't we choke me out?
Make him. Clean that. Kev, how are you? Two Kelly legends on the show. Kelly fans must be buzzing today.
Yeah, I'm a bit flat today.
How come? Oh, did you say fat or flat?
Flat.
You were flat every
day. No, big man's had some tourney.
Very good, very good.
I woke up at 10:08 this morning, no time for the shower.
Again, have you had a shower, you clatty?
Kev, put the fringe up. That always gets you going.
No, a different class.
So Denmark's playing tonight, you've definitely still got skid marks on your boxers.
Mate, I'm good. Obviously great to see Gary on the show, because obviously we've sung here for 20 nights, that train's drove by. And Gary Holt's been sung every time. Mate, how do you do that with the Falkirk through the day, the train at night, and the bus gentleman?
It's quite good. I wouldn't get a bus down that road. No. I struggled to get down there the day, but...
Mate, the fans' favourite here.
Even when we're low here.
Fans' favourite, definitely.
Do you know how the bus thing came about? Because you wore a short-sleeve shirt one day, and a tie. The biggest knot I've ever seen in my life. And that's how we called you. You look like a bus driver.
I appreciate that. I'd be called worse, to be honest. So, no, I've embellished it a wee bit. Obviously, because people ask me, and I just say it's because we parked the bus and stopped teams beating us and stuff like that. So, sounds better than my shitey attire.
Does your boy watch it?
Aye. All my boys watch it.
Dinner?
Aye.
Keenan, what's their names?
My eldest.
Oh, who else?
Oh, I'm in my middle one, aren't I?
Aye. Well, I've got twins, actually. My middle ones are twins. So, Luke's my eldest, Tom and Ben, and my youngest is Zach, and he gives me a fair bit of stick.
Hero.
But what is my serious things? How's Falkirk doing?
Good. Before we start that, Gary, Paul, just give a wee shout out to Grosvenor Sport, who funded this.
Well, you do that, and I'm going to do another shout out.
Right, okay, Grosvenor Sport, when you bet £10 on any game, Gary, you get £30 in free bets. Tremendous, isn't it?
It is if you're allowed to bet, but obviously we're not allowed to bet. So.
But for the punters, it's some offer. Right?
It's a great deal. It's a great deal. So, bet sensibly though.
Correct. Yeah, he's always got to say that. That's why he's a director of football, isn't it?
Yep. And bet in Denmark.
Yeah. What a man. But Simon, my shout. I don't do shout outs unless I mean it. Greatest coffee of all time.
Greatest bean.
Minted. Byers Road. Get yourself there. Beautiful garden.
Aye, lovely.
Fantastic bean and the ice cream. Just such one of the best places I've ever been. And I don't do that unless I mean it. So, have you enjoyed it? How's it going down?
It's finished.
Finished. Oh, we must have enjoyed it then.
Sums it up, Nat.
There you go.
How are you enjoying the minted coffee?
Absolutely superb. Brilliant. By the way, what about the crowd again last night?
Best. The best.
Crowds have been unbelievable.
Mate, it was absolutely brilliant last night. By the way,
mate, you missed the end. How pro Italy were they?
Oh, mate, the whole
crowd was mental. Mate,
but how much were they buzzing after you and all?
It's a hard Andy Halliday crowd again, isn't it?
Am I out last night?
You're last.
every
night you need to go out last.
5 minutes before you're going out last.
What a
crowd. When
the moon
hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's the
morning.
Right, we'll come back in a bit. We need to ask Gary about his new role. Oh. Getting for a manager, a director of football. Strange one for a man so young and handsome to go and take that job. What was he thinking?
It was an opportunity. It's something I wanted to do later in life. But I got the opportunity to go and interview for the role. Did the interview, came away and thinking, actually went really well, really enjoyed it. Quite bounced off each other with the interview process. And if I got the opportunity, a second interview, I'd be like, let's see where it goes. And got another interview and then got for the job. So it was one of those things when the opportunity came, too good to turn down. And
who's
don't sign that.
Give a shout out whoever covered you. But Kev, you and the Jet, you sort of bouncing off each other, you do that every night.
Just thinking that, with the Jets obviously the director of football at heart, so.
It's good to see these guys getting jobs like that. I think if clubs need them, they were speaking about that.
The clubs do need them, Simon, because a lot of owners that take on clubs financial-wise and money stuff like that, they know how to run, but in terms of actually the ins and outs of football.
But it does need to be a football person.
Aye, you need a football person because...
It knows the game.
Aye, because you need to pass on valuable experience.
Well, I remember Lee McCulloch, when he went to Kelly Joe, he was doing everything else but the coaching, so if you've got a manager in there,
well remembered,
let them concentrate on the team and the football, the tactics and stuff like that, and then you've got somebody like Gary Holt who can deal with the rest of the stuff in a boot and
buses. Taking the buses
and the motor. Yeah. So as they come out, there's a bus sitting in front of the front door. You can shift it, do you know what I mean? but what I'm saying is, but you need to that guy to understand football, do you know what I mean? Or whoever it is, to understand the game, because if they don't, then their problems will lead into the dress.
Why doesn't he tell us what the job entails?
I was just going to ask. My twins told me, so it's fine. It makes it easier.
How does it compare like workload-wise? Because obviously you've had a few manager jobs.
It's full on. It really is full on.
That's why you're sitting here on a...
Aye, but I'm going straight from here to work. I don't get to go and DOS like you're going to do. So, it is full on. It's as you said there, it's dealing with the problems hopefully the manager doesn't have to deal with. It's dealing with agents, dealing with contracts, going to request for the board, request for the board down the way as well. So, as you said, the manager just focuses on the team and getting the shape and getting the tactics and dealing with the players.
Yeah.
So it is full on. It's enjoyable because it's a lot of problem solving, which is different from management and coaching, of dealing with tactics and players and the dynamics of who likes who and who doesn't like who. Yeah. I deal with different kind of skill set.
So is that you now for the rest of your days up in the director of football role? No, management now?
Who knows? Who knows? It's a hard one to say. Somebody asked me the question last night, would you ever go back into management? Depends what job it is. I want to be the best sporting director, though. I'm probably not at the moment. I know that. I know my deficiencies. But I want to be the best. Mm. And I'll leave no stone unturned trying to be the best. So if a role comes somewhere else as a sporting director at a bigger, better opportunity further down the line, once I've made this successful, then who knows?
Brilliant. You said that his Falkirk team, he's part of, popped it against you.
Did I? Played really well. Paul Sheeran's got a job now. Peanut. You can see he can. He's implementing.
We've got a own Peanut as well.
Why does these guys need these nicknames, eh?
I've seen that one you in the shower, by the
way. You can see Falkirk. They're clearly going to go into the season with a style of play. They've got some good players. Very, very unlucky not to score goals against us. We were talking about it before. And I think they'll do well next year.
What about, what do you make this? Is Paul Sheeran one of these new types, low blocks, inverted tens?
No, what are they coaches saying?
Is he part of the dark arts or is he?
No, he wants to win games. he wants to win games, but there's a structure within it, and there's trigger points of how to press, when to press, and it's the whole team does it. But he'll play football when it's on to play football, but not for the sake of just playing football. We're going to end up losing goals out of it. So, as Andy said, I think you could see from Saturday there was a right good structure and a focal point of how we're going to play, but chances were created. We just need to start scoring some goals.
See if a manager came in, you were interviewing managers and they were getting it all that, these shouts, like, all the new words and all that. Would you hate that?
Probably aye, because it really bugs my tits, to be honest.
Yes, Gary!
Yeah! Gary, Gary, ho! Gary, ho! Gary, Gary, ho! I don't get this low block, high block, through the lines. Just play football.
Yeah. You see when you obviously did the interview process for the Fall Cup job, and you've obviously, you think, said over there you're 150 applicants or something, but then you whittle them down to a certain number. Is there ones in there that you look at their CV and although they're heavily qualified, overly qualified, is there some of them you just think, nah, not going to do it? You don't brush them to the side as such, because obviously you said that you've replied to them all and been grateful for them obviously applying for the job, but is there some there, like we're talking about the dark arts and stuff, there must be some there you just think, no.
He's talking about Levine again, isn't he? He's coming for Craig Levine.
No, to be fair, we did a matrix to put all, every CV through, right. To see where they fit in. And don't get me wrong, there was ones that would all bells and whistles, and you're just like, there's more bluster than actual substance to it. So there is, Kevin, that you look at, you think, no.
Aye.
But there's ones, to be honest, there was a very good selection, a varying selection. Good. Ones that obviously I've got no chance, but they applied. Mm-hmm. So as I said, I went back to everybody, sent them a nice email, thanked them all for taking the time. But there was a matrix that we put them through, and it took a lot of time when you're not as computer literate as younger guys, shall I say. So to give them the best opportunity so we can show the process that we're open and honest, that if anyone asks, there's what we did. That's what we put people through to whittle it down. It wasn't just, I like Kevin Kyle, let's put him through.
Aye.
It wasn't that.
That
it was...
would never happen. Yeah. What about Terry Venables? He was close, you said.
Aye, he threw his hat in late on, but I didn't like his tan, to be honest.
Right, lads, at Levy Spain, Andy, we'll start with you. How much enjoyed you were in Gross? He was in Gross tonight, wasn't
buzzing,
he?
Aye.
He was doing all that in that when they were attacking, weren't he?
Did the cannon text you back?
No, he is going to tow my boss, man.
I thought it was a very, very good game. Second best nation in the world, Italy, in my opinion.
After?
Scotland.
Oh, Scotland, right.
Scotland, aye. But, man, I love the way they are. I love how passionate they are about their country. I think it's something that we've criticised their own nation about until only really the last month or so. Yeah. You can see everyone's got involved with the national side and the set-up, but... Do you see where the camera panned with it just before they went to penalties and they were in their team huddle?
Brilliant, man.
All the Italian players laughing, joking. Yeah. I was like, how are they so cool about all this with the penalties coming up?
Looks like security.
See, cracking Alba before the penalties. Just kept cracking Alba, we're just taking it.
Exactly, shut up. This is your penalty shoot. But aye, but you came heavily supporting Italy last night, didn't you?
I was tapping on the task.
Pepperoni in your face.
Yeah, did you use that last night?
Again? Came heavily.
Who came heavily?
Last night.
You come heavily again. But you liked the Italian chicas, didn't you?
There was a couple of you last night, weren't there? Yeah. Get mashing up at me, man.
Did they look at you?
I might get involved with all that, do you know what I mean? But, no, listen, I think the game...
Spain were a better team.
Spain were a much better team. And that worried me, to be fair, for the final.
Yeah.
Because I think England will get there. And that did worry me, mate. I was surprised at how defensive Italy were. I don't know if
sat very deep,
I don't know if they could help that. Maybe just the way Spain...
Low block.
Do you know what I mean?
Tried hitting the counter attack though, didn't they? Which obviously came for the first goal.
But, Spain deserved it, mate, didn't they?
Well, could Italy, if England do go through, could Italy be the team to beat
them? Denmark's going to get through, first and foremost. Let's
you think?
I don't like that either, more. So, Denmark is going to win.
How can Denmark hurt England?
Braithwaite.
I think similar to what you said about Italy, I think they'll play into the Denmark strengths and they'll nullify the game. They've got a defensive mindset that they just hate losing goals.
Yeah.
So, and I think the only problem is that England won't be too expansive. They'll play to their strengths as such. They won't be open and expansive, which you'd like to think they would be with the players they've got, but they play to a structure, whereas Denmark can frustrate and then try and nick a goal, and then it's a different ballgame. Right. I think if Denmark score first, it could be a different ballgame. Let's be honest, I think England should win the game. I think Spinazzola's a big miss for Italy. I think he was a...
He was superb.
Gary, I love it.
But I think he's a big miss because he carried the ball, he got them up the park, and I I think I only saw the highlights of it last night because I was actually working, not like you was partying. I think they missed that pace, that threat, like you said, on the counter. But I think Italy's record in the last couple of years is phenomenal. So
was that right in here last night? They've only conceded 2 goals in 2 years. Am I?
Aye, they've not lost in 35
games or something undefeated.
Crazy, eh?
We called it. It's different that they've got a top manager, haven't they?
Yeah, he is a top manager.
They've got some good individual players. So that boy,
he's not a bus driver, does he?
No, he's not a bus driver. Mate. No, he's a limo driver, isn't he?
Limo, isn't
it? No, who's a limo? Who's a limo driver? A Dumb and Dumber, isn't it? Why is limo driver?
But Italy, mate, they have got, as much as they're set up on it, they have got good players, haven't they? The boy Keyes is very good, and the boy Uerson as well.
Who else, Paul?
Lucatone.
And Senior.
Locatelli. And Senior's very good as well, coming off the left. That's the nice.
How about midfielders, Paul?
Verratti, do you know what I mean? Wow.
Jorginho.
Jorginho.
There was never any doubt to Jorginho the last penalty.
Yeah, it was amazing. About that.
The first two were terrible, though.
Yeah.
They were, aye. So was Benucci's. Benucci's penalty. I don't care if it's set to go the wrong way. That's.
Mate, what are you doing? See if you're a keeper, right? And Thiago and Jorginho's penalties. What are you doing there? How do you stop them?
Just guess quickly.
Just dive one way.
You can't guess quickly because then they'll just pass the other side. You need to wait as long as you can.
The Spain goal actually clapped.
Aye, he did.
Yeah, he actually clapped.
Clapped Jorginho's goal. Aye, he done
them. Do you like it? See, what would you do if your goalkeeper clapped somebody scoring that pen? You'd be running on, wouldn't you?
Aye. I wouldn't be happy, let's be honest. No, I'm as big, probably as bad as you.
The thing about missing the first penalty, you've got to take advantage of that, you know what I mean? And the boy balloons it over the bar. Like, I don't
care. He's a good player as well, that boy.
You shouldn't be missing a target that size from 6 yards.
The keeper saves it, keeper saves it.
By the way, in the 21 days, what about my shot at the tennis last night?
Oh, it was
that
up there.
That was the best shot I've seen.
Rally the tourney, shot the tourney.
Are folk looking for any horny wingers?
I might be a good player, but eh?
No.
Quite right.
I'll be nice and just say no.
Right, England-Denmark is only one outcome.
Yes, 100%.
You're saying Denmark?
See, living in England for so long, it grates on you.
Where are we, Norwich?
Aye, it grates on you. The amount of abuse
fucking
you get.
Miles away Norwich,
I agree with you. I don't understand where you're coming from. How condescending they are in Scottish games. Incredible, isn't it? But I've said it for the start, man. I do want England to do well, but I don't want them to win the tourney. You just can't. You can't listen to it for the next 25 years, can you?
No, the amount of abuse you get, texts you get,
but I don't
voicemails.
Think they'll beat Italy.
Yeah.
It's just, I think they'll go through the night, but home advantage, I don't think they'll beat Italy in the final.
I think it can go either way though with that game. I don't think there's much.
Did you hear Ferdinand last night?
Just aye. Dismissing the semi-final.
Dismissing
this
Denmark and then saying we'll beat Italy.
Hope they get the final and lose. That'd be the best occasion.
And
the amount of texts and that I'll be sending straight after the game.
Who any big player sends them? Huckerby?
Aye.
Dan Huckerby?
Aye.
Does he? What player he was?
Aye, he was rapid.
You play with a big Dion Dublin as well?
No.
Who else was at Norwich at the time?
I played with Big Crouchy, he came there for a spell.
So we had a play against you then?
Aye, probably.
Because I remember picking Crouchy up at corners.
Did you?
I was like, oh my god, look at the size of Crouchy.
Good bully, him.
Think the big boy up front for Wales.
Ewan Roberts. Aye,
he was
an
a player, eh?
Yeah. Aye, he was an animal.
He was good,
he was a
Roberts.
Player. Ginger, I love Carrow Road, what a place that
aye,
was.
Aye, they teeth. Took his teeth out. Aye, took his teeth out. Old school. Horrible.
Was he a good personality, Crouch?
Aye, to be fair, top boy.
Aye.
Top
was he,
boy.
Right?
Aye, quality.
Was he a brilliant player?
Phenomenal with his feet, shape with his head, which was strange for a boy so big.
Was he?
Aye, but his technique, phenomenal.
He wasn't aggressive in that one there, wasn't he?
No,
he was so big.
How skinny was he, by the way?
Ridiculous.
Still is.
Ridiculous. It's not even, he must do something wrong with
his
because
his quality and his feet was frightening.
Aye. Who was the best player you played at dinner?
Huckerby.
Huckerby, was
aye.
It?
Aye.
I love Dan Huckerby.
He was, like Andy and Kevin will tell you, like, you need that X factor in your team, that special player, and he was the one that, we were a good side, championship, but he was the X factor that won us the league. And because he won games on his own at times, or he'd have two men on him and somebody was spare, so. We were a good side, but he made us an excellent side.
Who was the manager at Norwich?
Worthington.
Nigel Worthington, Northern Ireland manager. Aye. Yeah. So you know, in pure details, wasn't he?
He could lose his rag at times. I think we went up to Sunderland the year we won the league, and it was between us and West Brom, and it was a Tuesday night game, and we'd already been promoted. We have five games to go. Sunderland were playing, trying to get the playoffs. We go up there, we're down 1-0 first half. Palace were playing West Brom at Palace, so we're playing. We break away, minute before half time, we get a corner. I run up, we take a short corner because we broke. Hawks just took it and had a shot. So missed, half time in we go, and we're like, right, done one, and then we go. He's went absolutely mental. Why we've took a short corner.
Really?
For a minute, lost it. Hampers getting kicked, teas, coffees thrown. Hawks has stood up, Matty fight with him. And I'm like, ah. Doug Livermore was our assistant, and Doug was the nicest guy. Like proper ex-Liverpool assistant manager, nicest nine pins, quiet. And he normally kind of sort of like, Doug wasn't even in the changing room. I'm like, what the fuck's, where's Doug? So it's all kicked off. So we've had to, Nigel's had to be dragged away. Huxley's had to be taken out. So right, let's go to fucking second half. So we get out and we're walking, Doug's in the tunnel. He's like, Palace are up 4-0, fucking league's in the bag, don't worry big man. So, all right, you okay? He's like, don't worry about that.
And he's gone nuts in the dressing room.
Oh, I'm nuts, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
So went out. I don't think we tackled second half. I don't think we kicked him there. I don't think we just like
get, when you go.
Won the league that night.
Brilliant, eh? Won the championship, brilliant. A few quid, get a few quid for that, eh?
I did, but not as much as what they get these days.
It's ridiculous now, isn't it?
Aye, I know. Frightening.
He's walking out the right time, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
See if it was 10 years later, man.
It's aye. Funny because
he was saying he got 100 grand for winning the Scottish Championship last year.
That's how I've not signed him yet, that's how Hearts haven't signed him yet.
Yeah, it's bonus.
I remember Ken Phillips saying to me as a YT, he says, big man, he says, try and make as much money as you can to gain this bubble or bust. That was back in 98.
Aye.
The bubble's just no bust, the bubble's got bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger, uh-huh.
It's bonkers.
And Peter, like, even with the introduction of financial fair play, I can't see it changing.
No,
it's just too much money in TV revenue and prize funds.
I know the general public don't agree with it, but if you totally like and analyse it properly, when Ed Sheeran goes and sells out like a 10-day tour and concert, he makes multi-millions. He's entertainment. Football players are entertainment. Aye. That's why entertainment pays money. That's why we are going to walk away on Monday with the big bucks.
Well done on doing that, Ed. Right, lads, I'm only asking about Scotland's performances.
What did you make of Scotland at Euros?
I was buzzing, to be honest. I had a go. Should have beat England. We had the chances.
Pickford's. He only cares about England.
Aye. Should have beat England.
A lot of people have said after the first game, I don't think you can do it because it's easy to say after it, but do you think Steve Clark could have maybe went more attacking? Or it's easy to say now though, isn't it?
No, I'll look at it back and did England take too much out of them? Because it was a phenomenal effort to go where they are, the energy levels, the effort, and the turnaround. You guys, you all played football, the turnaround from game to game and try to recover. Should he maybe have freshened a wee bit more? I don't know. Because we just looked a wee bit flat against Croatia, a wee bit leggy. But Modric was Modric, wasn't he? He rolled back the years. He was. He
played 90 minutes with the side of his foot, didn't he?
Aye.
Mate, he's the best outside of the boot.
A pair of slippers and a cigar on.
Love to smell his slippers, would you?
Aye.
Well.
Just sit and buzz them. Wheels and wheels, innit?
So,
don't take them off the nose.
Yeah, I thought we gave a good count ourselves. And with a wee bit of luck, we could have got through.
Right, he's only brought through like Lyndon Dykes and got him a Scotland cap.
Exactly. You were the catalyst for his Scotland career, weren't you, big man?
We were part of it, aye. We were part of it.
Could you tell when you first signed him that this guy could be an international player?
No.
How did he
lack? I didn't think his hold-up play, his link-up play was as good. I even said that when he first came in the building. Because we'd went and watched him numerous times before we signed him for Queen of the South. And then we managed to get the deal done, but he stayed there at the end of the season because we didn't need him at the time. And it was probably the only way we were going to get him. Because if it became a shootout at the end of the season, we couldn't compete.
Yeah.
But he came in, we thought we'd need to work on this. But a week of training, you're thinking he's actually better than what I gave him credit for. And I actually told him, I said, you're actually a lot better than what I gave you credit for. But as a boy who just wants to work and make himself better, you can't fault his attitude.
Yeah. See, when you go to games, is it hard to get the bus parked in the car park?
No, you get free space. There's a space where they reverse you in, so it's not too bad.
But you were quite, you thought Dyke should have been dropped after, was it the first game?
No, I didn't think he dropped after the first game. I just thought I felt that he was the... He was one of the reasons we got there through qualifying because he'd obviously performed well, but when Shea Adams came into fold and the bounce games, I thought he was the more outstanding candidate to be the lone striker. Like you say, hold-up play, sometimes Dykes' hold-up play can be a wee bit indifferent, so I thought Shea Adams should have started the first game, and then obviously against England, we huffed and puffed a bit, and I thought, like you say, the tired legs, I thought maybe could have freshened it up. I think he could have played Shea Adams and Nisbet because I thought we needed to score goals because we had, like, Dykes had plenty of chances in the first couple of games and didn't take any of them, so that was my only reason for it. But at the same time, like...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
You could have brought in Nisbet and you could have brought in, and they might not have done any better, so...
You don't know, Kev. That's
you don't know, it's hindsight.
I think, to be honest, I think the England game showed you what Lyndon is. I think the first game, I don't know whether it was the occasion, the first game, and whether it got to him or got to the team to an extent, but I thought the second game against England, whether it was because it was England, because it was occasion, I thought Scotland played like they played in the qualifiers.
That was
how they played, that was what they were about, and in their faces, getting second balls, whereas I thought the first game it was too much football.
And the, on the Olivia, you're upset, you're really interested in his time at Olivia, aren't you?
I will, am I? No, but what I was going to say is, you know, think that was a wee bit reminiscent of his Livy days? Because I always thought Old Firm days, well, when Livy played Rangers Celtic, I thought he was superb every time.
And that's what I'm trying to allude to. I thought the England game was him, a battering ram, dumping people on their backsides, no caring who he's playing against. Whereas I just thought the first game was it, maybe occasion, was it the fact it was the first Scotland game at a finals for a while. It didn't look like him, didn't look like how he plays. And then you see him walking out in the tunnel with a shaved head, and I was like, he's ready. And to be fair, I did think he gave a good account of himself.
Yeah. Aye, he was superb. To be fair, the full team were against England, weren't they?
Obviously, I speak to a lot of Livy boys. And
who's it you speak to?
Forrest, Devlin.
Excel boys also.
Wee baby Lawless as well. Wee Stevie Lawless was there at the time, and they loved you to bits. When you look back at your time, did you love it there?
It was bonkers.
Such a bad question to be asked. I actually meant to ask you, but I don't know why I put it in that way. Did you love your time there?
Aye, of course I did. Of course I did. It was an amazing 2.5 years. It really was. It was an education. It was good seeing, just like you said, boys want to play football. They're hungry. They want to succeed. The club wants to succeed. So everybody's focused on the club. There was no egos. There was no, like you said, low blocks, play between the lines. It was uncultured. Scrap and fight and get into teams and make it enjoyable and try and win games.
Because you were aboard the AstroTurf for you, didn't it? Just to make you feel
old. I actually didn't know what you're wearing, to be honest.
But you were absolutely dogs. Celtic Rangers, when they came, like, that was one of the fixture you look at and think, don't fancy yourself there, do you know what I mean?
Because when Celtic played Livy the night before, you couldn't sleep, weren't you?
Couldn't sleep at all. I mean, my dad couldn't sleep.
So what did you say?
So how did you create that mentality? Was it just a bunch of boys you said, or did you?
I think it just comes for everything. You're written off at the start of the season, because don't get me wrong, every day reads social media, every day looks at the papers, your relegation favourites, your plastic pitch is shite, it shouldn't be allowed. It just all kind of feeds the fire, and then you just feed into it, and you tell Big London that Big boy for Celtic was telling that he's shite. But he hasn't. Hasn't said a thing. But you just feed into him. You just get into his heads, and you try to just fire them up, and just on you go and run about like wee boys as you were growing up.
Yeah.
And feed that. So, As I said, it's just hungry boys want to play.
But the one I'm mean,
you've got hungry boy, haven't
we? I've got hungry boy, is it? We spoke about, obviously, Mark Roberts and stuff, but you played with Coisty, didn't you?
Yes.
Are you comparing, do you just keep comparing Mark Roberts and Ali McCoist?
No, I'm just saying, I was just trying to get back to the days for me to ask the question.
Oh, right, sorry.
To be asked something to go about it. See, McCoist is a legend.
For a guy who has so much going on, he's probably the busiest man at the moment.
He is amazing in the country, yeah, isn't he?
He came in every day and he just had a smile on his face. Every day in training, there was nothing that was, nothing fazed him. He was late every day. But he was just, as soon as he went on the training park, it was a smile on his face and he worked. And for a guy that had done so much back then, to come to us and still have that same work ethic, that same love for the game was something to see, whereas you do get it, you go on the pitch and somebody's in a fucking mood, or the big man's no happy with something, he's not getting the ball, but he cajoled, he made you a better player.
Was he top player?
Aye.
Top?
Aye. Him and Geraint were superb.
Mm. Say the best goal scorer you've played with?
It was quite surreal, because you do things in a game, or you play it up to him, and I'd third man run as you do, overlap and run, and you'd think, right, he's going to lay me in, and he'd kick it that way. And I'd be like, I'm fucking then having to go out there to then put it in. I was like, Coach, any chance you just lay me in? He's big man, I'm paid to fucking score goals. He said, how am I going to get in the box if I put the ball there for you?
He's not on you, he's going
to have it. No, he said, aye, so he put it wide, and he put it in. And I was like, you're damn right. Yeah. He was always in the box, and that's what it was. He'd lay you that 5 yards further out. Because he knew you could.
Got cut back.
What was he like in the changing room?
He was brand new. Was honestly, it? You can't put into words how good he was and how effective. And
was he proper funny or was?
Funny.
Was he?
Aye.
What, and just winding people up?
No, just been life and soul of the party. Confident. To be honest, him. Aye, confident and aye. Very clever. He loved his quiz. Obviously, question of sport, but he was always into quizzes. He was always doing quizzes and reading them out the paper and wanting, asking questions. So yeah. His knowledge is phenomenal.
Who was the manager at that time?
Bobby Williams.
How did he take him?
Aye, Bobby's brand new.
Is he?
He's a special character. He's man management skills, try to get the best out of you, how to get the best out of you. Really good.
It was Derek Ryan that told me that the only time Bobby Williams was shouting was when he was in the bath. He says, "Are you fucking shouting at me? I go through and his bangers hanging out in the bath, eh?" Andy McLaren there as well?
Aye, Andy was there.
How was he?
Andy was good, and obviously he got Scotland recognition playing at Kilmarnock, which was great. He'd had his rocky spell and then came through, and he had a great time at Kilmarnock. We had a good bunch. We had a good bunch of experienced pros, but at the right age, also then with Geranti at his age, and Coisty was a wee bit older, but it was a good team. We finished top six every year. We got into Europe most years. Obviously we won the cup, lost the cup final, so it was a successful time with just a right good bunch of boys that no airs of graces, whether it was Geraint or McCoist or that, they were aloof or big time Charlies, yeah. They all mucked in, we all had nights out, we had a good laugh.
10 caps for Scotland this month.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Not enough, though, is it?
No, I mean, you should get much more than that, wouldn't it?
No,
you shouldn't.
Nah. Are you satisfied with just 10?
To be honest, I didn't think I'd get one.
But
do you still count the ones under Betty Votes?
Aye.
Because anyone was getting caps at Eddie's.
Hoti, what I'm going to say is, right, me and you get picked by a German World Cup winner. What the fuck does he talk about? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The assistant Peterhead coach and fucking Paul Steyn, the Amsterdam master. You know what I mean? Come on. Come on. We got done by a World Cup winner. We're all right. He knew what he was talking about. He just obviously didn't really.
He was good.
I thought he was very good.
He was very good. He was. What I'll say is, he never ever hung us out to dry. He took the blame for everything.
Aye.
Everything. Whether we were, and don't get me wrong, we didn't win a lot of games. We get pillared for post to post. He got pillared for post to post because he was trying to find boys and give people an opportunity. But he never once went out and said the lads were shite or that didn't work. It was, he took the blame.
Did he ever sniff his boys?
No. No, I didn't go that far.
Every time German manager sniffs his boys,
ever since, absolutely flying now.
He was the Scotland manager on the height of nothing, because at that time, the Craigie Bowne era that kept qualifying for everything came to an end.
And most of the older players.
And most older players had retired, so he had to go out and basically find new players. Yeah. We'd like so many, like, what do you call them, like B games.
Aye.
He was trying to see who was available, who wasn't available, who was Scottish, who wasn't Scottish, who had a granny that lived in Gretna, you know what I mean? That's kind of. See, no, seriously, that's how bad it got.
Who had a granny in Gretna?
Robbie Stockdale. I mean, we had Nigel Quasi.
Oh, at night.
And he's like, yeah. Somebody found me up and says, we've got a Scottish granny. So I thought, fuck it, I'm an international footballer now. You're like, really? So, like, what chance have you got?
But he's so, a good player.
Quasi was a very good
player. He was a very good player.
Oh, can I ask my favourite question? I always ask this when people go away international. Who was the best player in the squad that you played with, and who was the one that surprised you the most that you didn't expect to be as good as they were?
Well, fortunately, I played under Keg Brown, so that squad was...
I thought I was going to say Kevin, I was going to walk after. I'm not having that.
Obviously, they get high hopes on me, don't they? Love you, boys.
John Collins was a good player, but he was just...
Scanning.
He was an exceptional
too
pro.
Too busy to impress up.
Aye, he was a phenomenal pro. Paul Lambert. Paul Lambert was somebody, like, I get called up as a late replacement to go to Holland. And
did you see him over there? I got call up there.
And I went along, but it was, as Kevin said, it was an experienced group, the France 98, and then it was a couple of years later, so it was still that group of players trying to qualify. And I turned up as this guy for Kelly, and I'm like, I'm not, I shouldn't be in this circles. It was weird, but he took me straight out for a coffee and told me how it was and how it.
Who Lambert did?
Aye.
Oh, I love that.
This is what's expected, this is how you behave, and how it is to play for your country. And I was like, Celtic captain, bloody. Aye, and he took the time to go, big man, let's go for a coffee. And the first day we arrived in Holland.
Amazing.
So it was, he was different gravy.
Whereabouts in Killy, you fizz, the scheme?
I had a spell in the scheme, yes.
What, non thing, did you?
Yes.
No, is that where you grew up?
No, well, some of my family's for them. My grandson still lives
Hamill's
there.
Where? Who was
it? Hamill, Jamie Hamill.
So it's Paul Caddis, isn't it?
He's called Hamill Bolt. Come on, remember the thing with dog? It was called Bolt.
Bullet.
He used to call Hamill Bullet.
What a programme that was.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Big Marv.
Marvin needs to choose, it's me or the boys. So is it rough there,
eh? It's like any parts of towns, you get rough areas. But it's certainly put us on the map, shall I say.
Yeah. And is that where you went to the army for there?
Aye.
Tell us a wee bit about the army.
I know, I love all
that. How long were you in the army for?
Nearly 6 years.
Aye, aye.
Aye, nearly 6 years.
So 16, leave school at 16, aye. Straight there?
Aye.
Obviously, at school, played football.
I was...
Opportunities then at 16, or did it just no arise?
No, I was decent, aye. But I was small, I was tiny.
Oh, are you?
And my army ID, when you go to the army, you get measured up, you get everything, but you just get a paper ID, first and foremost, height, weight, blood type. Your number, army number, and I was 5'4", 7.5 stone when I was 16, joined the army. So I was too small, they didn't have academies as such, it was signed YTS at 16, I get let go, told I wasn't good enough, no big enough, and I wasn't. I'm not going to deny it, I was black. You see the pictures of me at 16, you're like, oh, yeah. Like a state of you. But I didn't realise the whole army side of things. I wanted to be a chef. I grew up wanting to be a chef. I couldn't be a footballer. I wanted to be a chef. Did a lot of research. Going into the army was the best place to get qualifications. They give you everything and they pay you.
Love this.
So I was like, brilliant, I'm going to go there. And day one, I turned up and some big guy with a moustache and a cane and he's...
John like, Jeffries.
And I was like, oh, this isn't what I...
signed up for.
Aye.
Did that
set you up, Jake, for the rest of your life?
Aye, 100%. I wanted to leave in the first month. Hated it. Hated it.
How did you hate about it? Just getting shouted at all the time?
Screamed at, shouted at, your bed getting tossed, your locker getting tossed.
Six,
just like
6 o'clock alarm.
5 o'clock in the morning coming in. 5 o'clock up, I slept under my bed for 12 weeks because you don't want to get up and make your bed every morning and iron it and fold it because they come in and bounce a 10 pence off it.
Wow.
So you just sleep under your bed in a sleeping bag. So you don't need, because at 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got to get up, you've got to get showered, you've got to get shaved, you've got to get... Now, 16, how many were shaving? It's like, well, fucking, that ogre
I'm
was...
I'm shaving, eh?
Shaving his arse at 13.
Size grew, been grown that since he was 16. He's nearly there.
So, it was... And some big guy, sergeant, standing over you, shave, with a big razor, and you're like, I'm no good, nothing, I'm... And you get on parade, and you get bits of tissue stuck to you.
What sort of stuff would you do, though? Like, would you just get... press ups and that.
Everything.
Slaney's watching the army documentaries on
John ITV. John Collins wasn't in the army, wait a minute, don't
worry about it. No, it was everything, like, people think, oh, you went and it was just shifted. No, you literally did military first and then your trade after that. So you were assault courses, you were in the shooting range, you were doing trade craft, you were in gas chambers, you were doing it all.
He's made that dressing room a grass chamber with his ass.
A grass chamber?
I think you need to do an open goal day at the assault course of the army or something.
Wait, can I ask you, you're killing anyone?
No.
Close to shooting somebody or
that? No.
Nah.
No, I managed to miss it because I was actually got better at football. So
there was a football team in that, aren't
they? Aye, we were very, very successful. Never lost.
Wow.
He's always playing against a mate.
You came to kill somebody who was a manager, wasn't it?
Probably aye, to be honest.
Couple of
players. Well, I think the army would be good for you, mate.
Love it, mate. See that
I honestly believe it, and people will shoot me down, but I think they should have a national service.
Wow.
I really do.
Most countries in Europe have it.
What do?
National service.
Aye. What other countries?
Most countries have it.
Remember the Croatian guy, big Ivan Ivisevic or something? He had to leave Wimbledon to go and do 2 years of service.
We played.
Sean missed it
because he won the gold medal.
Sean's not in the army.
No, he spent time.
He only missed it because he won the gold medal at the what was it,
the Asian Games or something?
Asian Games, aye.
But we played.
Martindale would be brilliant,
aren't they? Oh, I'm not sure they could handle the discipline. But we played the German Bundeswehr, the German army side, and Carsten Janker that played.
No way.
He played.
Janker would be a brilliant soldier, wouldn't he?
Oh, the thing was, when they do their national service, and because they're part of clubs, they go to our unit where it's all the footballers go to the one unit. So they still get to train and do their stuff, but they do their national service.
This is amazing.
It's interesting.
Did any of the boys you wait, did they go to war, any of them?
Aye. I was fortunate the first Iraq war, my unit was just coming back. So I get posted as an 18-year-old for training, and I went to my unit and it was like half empty because they were coming back. So aye. I was like, I missed the first one. So it's quite
could have been so different, eh?
Aye.
That's scary stuff. And then you came back with Celtic after it?
Aye.
Under Tommy?
No, it was Lou McCarrie to start with, and then Lou left. I think I was one of his last signings.
And then Tommy came in after that?
Aye, Tommy came in after
that. Was he good?
Aye, brand new. Really, really. Him and Billy Starr were brilliant. Really, you couldn't, as a guy, as a coach, couldn't think enough of him.
Yeah. That's us, lads. Any more questions for Gary?
Just like to talk about
Army. I know, I want to know more about Army.
I love that stuff, eh? That's proper people, innit?
What was the food like, terrible?
Terrible.
Love to see you do that.
Good.
I don't know.
Ah, chef, you're
dick. Oh, you were a chef.
I'm not going to say it's rubbish, am I?
Is it good stuff in that he's getting?
Aye.
Is it?
Aye. But two most hated people in the army is the chefs and the military police.
Why?
Because
they don't get in.
Well, let's be honest, right? See, when you go out for something to eat, do you always go, oh, this is magic? Or do you go, oh, I'm not sure about
this
that?
Is right.
Now, you think, right, in a regiment, you're cooking maybe 400 people, right, 450, right. And they come in, there's always somebody doesn't like what's sort of, oh, this shite again.
Yeah.
I tell you what, see the money you're paying them, we're giving you. I'll give you your money back, you go and feed yourself.
Self, yeah.
No, what's happening. The thing they do in the army when they're all lying about the sea? And the water comes up, what is that for?
I don't know, I'm no.
You know, doing
that? I wasn't part of the Navy.
Where have you seen that?
They always do it, they all go down to the sea and they just lie for ages just under the water.
Never seen that.
Have you not? No. I'm fine with something else.
Do you get your own, so do you just get to sleep with your rifle in that?
When you go and exercise and stuff, it was when you're a 16, 17-year-old boy and you're out of your comfort zone and you've got an 80-pound pack and a gun and you're away traipsing through the woods and then you have to dig a hole and then you get attacked during the night. And you work in twos, so he'll be in the trench. I'll have...
Good luck.
No word of lie, Andy, right? I was with my boy. So it's his turn, so right, on you go, your turn to stay going. So watch, I'll get my head done, sleep with your gun and all that. Next minute you get attacked, and if we get attacked, you had to bug out to a meeting, like a rendezvous point, so you're all together. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning, pitch black, and you don't worry, like, I'm thinking, oh, flashbangs are going off, and you're like, right, let's go, bug out. Where's my mate? Everybody, you're counting, right, where is he? Next minute, all you hear is, and he's coming through the woods. Because he was training this, he'd fell asleep in the trench, didn't he? Fell asleep in the trench, big sergeant's walked up and just like that, thanks very much, takes his gun off and he's scudding him out, of the heat. He's a dead, and I'm like, then I get battered because I never actually checked. I was like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not caring.
Mate, see if your partner get captured, would you leave him?
100%. You've not seen it, haven't you?
Aye, it depends who it was.
It's not the whole point of the army, boys. Aye. It's like, you've
help
got...
Each other.
Aye. Saving Private Ryan. You know what you're saving?
I'll tell you one thing, and I'll say this to any army sergeant, or what's the main man?
Colonel.
Colonel.
You don't meet them.
If me and the colonel were in a forest just the two, I would survive for him.
Tell us.
So if there's a colonel out there watching this, me and you'll go to a forest just the two, and I bet you I can meet before him.
If there's a colonel out there watching this. Oh, bro. Right, that's it. Any more questions for the main man?
Mate, honestly,
it's been good, isn't it?
The best guy in the world.
One of the best on the show, yeah.
Pleasure.
Definitely.
Cards on the table, or Falkirk getting promoted.
We'll beat your mob anyway.
Yes!
I seen the odds came out yesterday. We're 40, we're the least favourites to go up, eh?
But does that not fuel your fire?
I quite like that.
You're
your
favourites to go
down. Well, it was who was to get promoted, and it was us and somebody else that were bought.
That's easier though, I think, than being favourites to go up.
What do you mean?
So if you're made favourites to go down, I think that's easier to go and play rather than being made favourites to go up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Nothing expected. Who
was favourites?
Nah. Favourites to go up by Falkirk, obviously.
No, it was Cove.
Are they favourites?
Cove
are favourites. No chance.
Apparently, I don't know. Somebody told me that. I don't
read it. I checked where we were, but are Cove favourites, huh? Is that who you see as your competition next year, Cove?
No, I think it's a very tough league this year. Cove, Alloa, Montrose were a good side, play lovely football. Yourselves are, at your place is hard to play against. And I think there's been a lot of good recruitment across the board, so it's going to be tough. It's going to be exciting.
See, obviously, speaking to Simon, obviously, there's last lot of months, that he's gained more of an insight to us about the lower leagues. There's a few quid being bandied about in the lower leagues. So for me, obviously it's getting better, the standards, and there's Queen's better Park. Players. So it's not as easy Park. As straightforward as the days are where like Queen's Park and East Stirling, they were the guaranteed ones getting relegated and stuff. It's a mix every year. So
Queen's
like
Park full-time now, no?
I think so.
Queen's Park are full-time?
Queen's Park are full-time.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think every team in League One now will have a realistic target of getting the playoffs to go
is
up.
Is that right? Aye. Superb.
I do.
It just makes it more competitive, aye.
Yeah. And even now the relegation out of the second division, like that's worrying for teams down there. Like they've got to plan way ahead, because if you end up disappearing at the actual football league, at the Lowland League, it'll be tough to come back because the Lowland League teams are spending money to get in there.
But the thing, Kevin, is as you look at Lowland League teams, you look at Highland League teams, they're as well supported, if not a bit better supported than some teams. So yeah. they've got the carrot of trying to get in the league, whereas League Two teams are like a wee bit of trepidation of we could go years. Look at Berwick. Berwick are winning the league and they're going to struggle to get back in because it's hard to attract players.
No, that's good. Has
Paul Sheehan got an assistant? Because there's a blind assistant sitting there if he wants to take him.
Daily blind in his glasses. By the way, most important thing before we go into your decision game, the biggest game of the whole summer is Andrew Halliday against Simon Ferry on Saturday. We need something here. Whoever wins.
No, you can't be. How can I get a forfeit playing for Peterhead and he's playing for Hearts?
Mate,
you beat Dundee United last year, do you know?
Yeah, we did beat Dundee United.
And he's drew with St Johnston?
No,
beat 1-0.
We sent them on their run after.
I remember watching his play Dundee as well and he's battered them.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's lost though. He's lost 1-0.
We'll no judge.
He's battered Dundee at Dens.
We'll no judge the game then, the result. We'll judge you two head to head. But Andy's already through and I'm playing
he's
left
not playing.
Back.
Oh,
I never said I'm playing left back.
Even after your shocker during the week?
Our best player suspended, so I'll be playing.
Aye, okay.
Scott Brown suspended.
I think it'd be a good game. Nae high fives and wee fist pumps like he's ordained last night.
Listen, it's 3 o'clock. I don't like him.
Yes,
Andy.
We'll get off each other after
aye.
Right, your decision game with Grosvenor Sport.
5,000.
The guest. I don't know if you want to do this. The guest usually.
Do you want to read that?
We're going to see how good you're at broadcasting.
Just all the lines down there, mate.
Nah, I'm not very good at that.
If you could look down the camera when you did, that would be unbelievable. If you can, if you could just read it off the sheet, it's up to you.
Nah, I'll let you fire away.
You know what I did,
nah. I'll get my work mixed up. Andy, go on, you can do it.
£5,000 will be won in this round, but remember,
there
will be 10 grand to be won in the final round. So
wow.
Sign up today. It's free to sign up, isn't it, sir?
Love how you've done that.
Yeah, you're doing great, Andrew.
You can get involved in the free to play game at home as well for a chance to win
big money.
It's a simple yes or no game, and a cash prize will be won in each round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of 10k. Everyone who gets 6 or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Get on the bus.
Let's go to the bus.
Come on, guys.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers,
Everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love, every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.